talk? Please.
Hey.
Hey. I'm sorry for being Mr. Intense. Planning that trip behind your back wasn't my best idea. But the fact that you think that I'm not over Julia, it's hurtful. After everything we've been through.
You can't blame me. Everything has been about her.
I know.
You're so unpredictable. I can't stomach it.
Didn't you fall for the unpredictable, mysterious guy?
No. I fell for the guy who had the confidence to tell me I have pretty eyes, but was more interested in my brain.
Has that changed?
I don't know.
I want to give you space, like you said.
I'd like that.
And no more secrets or surprises.
Or unexpected twists.
I'll leave that for my writing.
Walk me to my locker?
What happened to giving you space?
Not right now. Let's go. Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. If I hold out, I know I can make it through.
Be the best that I can be. Whatever it takes, I know.
The break, and with the arrival of spring comes a second chance. Come celebrate at the Spring Fling Semi-Formal, and remember, no dress code in effect.
Sounds like a good time to tell Holly J that you love her.
Told you to forget it. Okay, fine. I hate it, but I'm kind of slowly getting over it. If Holly J ever found out, it would ruin our friendship, so I wish you wouldn't bring it up.
Bring what up? My dry feet problem.
Ew. Flowers, what's the occasion?
I'm newly single. The weight of the world is lifted off my shoulders. I'm so happy for you. And there's something important I want to ask you too. Would you both be my dates to the spring semi-formal?
Wait, we don't all have to match, do we?
No.
Then sign me up.
Hell, no risk of pregnancy. I'm in. And to make it official.
What's wrong? Nothing, I'm just ticklish.
Okay.
And give him your space.
Space? Didn't think that word was in your vocabulary.
Would Eli Goldsworthy please come to the office? Eli Goldsworthy to the office.
What's going on? Is Cece okay? Well, Bullfrog, talk to me.
We only have one rule under our roof, and it has been made very clear. Guns don't leave the house unless we're hunting.
Oh, man, I know.
Then what were you thinking?
I was dealing with Julia. She's getting the way of clearing me, so I shot her picture.
Eli, it won't make her deader.
I was mad at her, so I let it out. What do you want me to tell you? You raised a weird kid, so I'm going to deal in weird ways.
Shooting is no way to deal with anything, ever. You're not allowed to go on your spring break road trip with Claire.
But, Dad...
No buts. Hand him over.
You're blowing this out of proportion.
You're just lucky Claire contacted me directly. If she'd told your principal, you'd have been expelled.
Claire called you?
Who else? All this stuff, it may seem like life or death right now. But give it time. Hey, time heals everything. Have a nice walk home.
Yeah.
Hey, do you notice Fiona acting weird?
No. Why?
I don't know, just a vibe. I want to make sure she's okay, you know, post rehab. Are you still down for dress shopping later?
69 Vintage is having a sale.
Excellent. And then we can hit up Yorkville for Fiona's more affluent tastes, followed by getting ready at her place, and then a post-dance sleepover.
I'm not sure a sleepover is such a good idea.
What? Why not?
We shouldn't crowd our condo.
Are you kidding?
It's a palace. You get the ultimate comfy couch, and I'll sleep with Fee. You see, that's bad.
Okay, please. I have no problem sharing a bed with my lesbian best friend.
I have gay friends, Holly J. In fact, I think you're my only non-gay friend.
Well, then what is it? Spill.
Fiona's in love with you.
Shut up.
So you have to stop leading her on with the flowers and the sleepovers.
Oh, okay. In court, for her Bobby trial, after she won, she kissed me. Like, I mean, she really kissed me. Oh my God, this makes so much sense. The Declan jealousy, the clinginess.
Okay, but you can't say anything. She would die if you knew. And then she would kill me.
Of course.
And the only reason that I told you is so that you don't make things awkward for her.
I would never. You can trust me. I'm really glad you told me.
Bullfrog and I had a good laugh.
Really? What's so funny about bringing a gun to school?
What do you think I was gonna do with it?
I don't know. That's why I called your dad.
Claire! I'm sure he explained to you that we go hunting every year for his birthday. I just forgot to unload the hearse. I'm not a psycho murderer. Next time, talk to me before sounding the alarm.
Fine.
Look, I'm sorry for scaring you.
It's okay.
What are you doing later?
Going to the dance. You?
I'm gonna skip it. Heading to Bloomington tonight.
You're still going?
Yeah, and you should come with me like we planned our little adventure.
I told you.
I know. But it would mean everything to me if you came. You don't have to answer me now, just think about it. If you decide to come, meet me on our bench at 9.
Yeah, just a sec.
All right, put your hands where I can see them.
What's going on?
Steady, man. Where's your mom?
Working late.
Great. Time for your last party before you morph into teen dad. Priority? Fun.
Sorry, man. It's a no-go. I've got to make things right with Jenna.
Bro, this whole party was her idea.
But I promised to meet her at the dance. Why would she do that?
Because she said as long as you can make for the last dance, she's cool.
Party and still be there for her. I can do that.
Simple, right? Now put the hammer down.
Anya, can you zip me up?
Oh, here, I'll do it.
Oh, it's okay, you're busy.
I am?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's a text from my mom. She needs help with something. I don't think I'm gonna be able to sleep over tonight.
Boo, I got bagels and lox for brunch.
Well, Anya's here. She can eat a ton of lox.
Your loss. I'm gonna go shower.
You need to help your mom with something? Really? You're doing a terrible job of not being awkward.
Am I? I'm just trying not to do the wrong thing.
Yeah, so stop spazzing out. Here's the problem. Fiona doesn't know any lesbians. I'm just a default love.
A default love?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Fee's into blondes or brunettes?
Redheads.
Expected for a pseudo bachelor party.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Oh, man.
Hey, this party rocks.
No, guys, she's right. This is actually really lame. Okay, Casey, since this is your night, me and Drew got you something.
Oh, you guys. Thanks.
That's nothing big. It's just a symbol of your new life as a dad.
Big daddy. Handcuffs.
Say goodbye to your freedom, son.
All I could find was Twister.
Oh. Jenna's only rule is that I have to make it to the dance, right? So, let's step it up a notch.
All right.
What are you doing?
Tandem Twister.
No.
It'll be us.
Those cuffs are a joke. I don't have the key.
What?
What? Dance floor buddy system mean anything to you? You ditched me. You were dancing.
Yeah, with a random. I came here to hang out with my friend.
I know. I thought it would be nice for you to meet someone new.
What do you mean new?
Someone to get your mind off of things. Like me?
Anya told you? And you're using the indirect approach like you did with Sav. Oh, I'll set Fiona up with some girl so she'll leave me alone.
No, I never thought that.
Do you really have to help your mom tomorrow? Is it just an excuse so you wouldn't have to sleep over?
I didn't want to send you the wrong message.
Yeah, well, right now the only message I'm getting is that I've lost my best friend.
Claire, you made it!
And Song Eli, welcome to the light side.
I'm standing Eli up right now. I'm worried.
Claire, that's what he wants you to feel. He's manipulating you.
It's not like that. I promised I'd always be there for him.
Okay, just because you kissed Eli on the lips doesn't mean you have to stay with him forever. Breaking up with him wouldn't make you a bad person.
But he's so scared of losing me, Allie. I don't know what he'd do if I ended it.
Maybe I should go meet him.
Listen to yourself. He's killing the happy, rational Claire that I know, just like in a story.
I really do need some space.
Does Eli know that?
I guess I have to tell him.
I wish KC would hurry up and get here.
Maybe his D-Day bachelor party spun out of control.
You saw The Hangover, right?
What's wrong? My feet are wet. Too much lemonade?
No, that's not pee. Oh my God, my water broke.
I'll call 911.
This is not working.
Because you're doing it wrong.
You had to handcuff yourself to my girlfriend, huh? You really think now is the time to have that discussion? Is there anything else we can use to break these things?
Can opener?
Dave, can you get that?
Hello? Shantae? Okay, slow down. What? Jenna's water broke. Okay. Jenna's water broke.
She's having the baby?
She's having a baby.
She's having the baby.
She's having it now?
Yeah, she's having a baby.
You really don't have the stupid keys.
Come on.
Just wasting time. Something.
Show up.
I know. I came to the dance.
You ripped my heart out!
That's not what I meant to do.
You made a promise, remember? That you'd never leave me.
I know. But I think it's time we let go of that. We're growing apart.
Growing apart? Any other melodramatic cliches you want to throw my way? Me, you, and the hearse clear like we've wanted all year.
But that's not what I want anymore, okay? I hate the hearse. And spring is a time of rebirth, renewal, not us.
If you hate the hearse, I'll get rid of it.
Eli, you love that car.
I love you. And I know you love me.
We need to break up. Did you hear me? We're not meant to be together.
We are. I just hope they get rid of Morty.
Eli! Eli, answer me! Believe me that dropping you as a friend was never my intention. Fiona, you know me. I never ever wanted to hurt you. I was trying to be sensitive to your needs.
Kill me now.
And doing it badly. I know. I know. I know we'll never be together. I'm not stupid. Of course you're not.
Then stop treating me like a Fabergé egg and get over yourself.
Done.
What's that supposed to prove?
That things don't have to change. Sleepover?
Same as always?
Same as always. P.S. I'll get over you. You're not that awesome.
Where is he? Is he okay?
He'll be happy to see you.
What could I save from the wreckage? Our story.
What did you do?
I crashed, Morty. You hated it.
But you could have died.
It was worth it, though. You came.
Don't be deceived. My face gets so over.
You knew I would come.
Claire.
No. No, you are manipulating me.
I wasn't. I want to live. I was destroying Morty for you.
No. You scare me, Eli. I can't be around you.
No, no, no. Don't leave me, please.
I'm sorry. Hey, but I can't.
Together.
And I'm in that. Oh, my
feeling?
The walk back helped.
Are you sure you want to be here? I can walk you home.
No. And I want to go inside. I want to dance. I want to have fun. At least I want to try.
Then let's have fun. Oh, God.